Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's 16150 Dallas Parkway. And I don't know if you've been outside today, Corey, but it feels like it's a nice day for a light sweater. It's a nice day to cardigan. Come on.
Is that Weird Al Yankovic?
No, Yankovic? That's David Bowie.
That is not David Bowie's lyrics.
Billy Idol. Damn it. Oh, well. It didn't work out for me, Jacob.
Billy Eilish.
We gave it a shot, but it didn't work out for us.
I think that one of the things that we've missed out on in life is you doing more karaoke.
Uh-huh.
I have not seen that enough in my career. I don't think I've ever seen you do karaoke, but I think you're a great performer, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
You should do more karaoke.
Didn't really feel like that went over.
Oh, that was
well.
Great. I was just caught off guard. You know,
okay.
I was a little stunned at first, but now I'm really feeling that, man.
Okay, well, I'm excited because Corey said he might dress up as a scarecrow for Halloween, and Jacob, obviously, you know why that's a good idea, right?
I do not. Fill me in here.
It's because Scarecrow is outstanding in its field.
Oh, man. It's that kind of day already, ladies and gentlemen, and I have not had a margarita yet. So
well,
here we go.
Feels like we can take care of that at Uncle Julio. Since people do not seem to be here for my song and dance and humor, then I guess we're going to move on to a topic from the mind of Corey. What is your single biggest fear right now as a sports fan? And I thought that Bobby Belt had a great example of this when you were pitching it out, is that he said his single greatest fear would be that, like, Luka would get hurt and maybe prove Nico right.
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing, like, Bobby is very similar to you in that he'd rather be right than happy.
No, and, I'd rather be happy. I used to be that way.
Bobby would definitely rather be right, I think.
I can see that.
And listen, I think Bobby knows us well enough that that's not a dig. That is us being like, we think
all.
We know Bobby very well. And I would love if Nico was right. Like that means my team's winning. And ultimately, that's really what I want. I'm not that concerned about it. If he gets fired, we move on as a franchise as well. All those things happen. But I would love if he was right and this team turned out to be good, because then I'm watching good basketball,
yes,
too. I want Cooper Flagg to be awesome. I want all these things to work out for this team. So I would love that. But I understand where he's coming from. He would rather be right than be happy. Now, for me, Kevin, I think one of my biggest fears happened today. It already happened. Like, this is Halloween. It's terrifying.
Was it my Billy Idol singing?
No, that was great. It was glorious. I was just caught off guard. I told you. This is Halloween. Welcome to Derry episode 2 has just dropped, I'm being told. And so I'm in this world.
I told you.
I feel like I'm in this world of Derry, because if you go look at one of Stephen King's books, 11-22-64?
63.
Derry is Dallas. Dallas is was a line in there.
And that's
so,
when JFK
and I'm
got
in
shot.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas right now, and Dallas feels like Derry as Mike Maddux is no longer the pitching coach. That is a massive fear for me, dude.
From the 406, single greatest fear, good Rangers pitching is gone forever.
Yeah.
And I think
there's going to be good pitchers. Yeah. I mean, Evaldi's a good pitcher. Jacob DeGrom's a good pitcher. And based on what Jared told us, it didn't seem like he messed with some of the ways they do much.
Yes.
It's just, hey, believe it. Believe that what you're doing, and here's the plan. But that is a huge fear of mine because I think Mike Maddux is amazing. And we had great pitching. Kevin, this year was the most fun watching a losing team pitch I've ever had.
Yeah, look, and Jared said arguably the best season, and I'm sure it is arguable. I don't think it is. To some, I'm sure it's arguable. I'm like, this is the best pitching that I've ever seen. From the 972, biggest sports fear, another one of my favorite players of all time getting called fat and traded in the middle of the night. That still remains. It's not just the trade was crazy. It's when the news broke that is really bananas to go along with it. It wasn't like, hey, we got breaking news right now at noon. It was it Saturday night, Friday night, Saturday night at almost midnight? And you're like, what the hell is happening right here? From the 817, and I think this is what a lot of people feel, is like their specific team. Their biggest fear is either UT winning a national title again or McDavid and the Oilers finally winning a Stanley Cup. Because if they finally win that Stanley Cup, then I feel like Connor McDavid's like, all right, I'll sign a longer deal with you once again. I wanted to throw one out for you, and this might be because I just watched the documentary about them on Netflix. My biggest sports fear is that one of my teams will move away.
Because, oh, yeah, man.
Like, the Montreal Expos became the Washington Nationals. The Houston Oilers became the Tennessee Titans, and on and on and on. We've seen it plenty. So, like, I don't think that's going to happen. But when people were talking about the new ownership with the Mavericks, like, what if they would have moved to Las Vegas? And let's say you just never got another team. Like, what do you do? I don't want to stop watching the NBA. Mm-hmm. Would I have rooted for Vegas? Do I pick a new team? So I think that's, like, my entire like life and part of my identity has been growing up in this Metroplex and watching all of these teams. Like, I know I didn't pick up with the Stars until 93, but all these other teams I've been watching my entire life. And if all of a sudden they were like, well, the Rangers are gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do for that.
No, that is a fear that you think is very, very far off.
I don't think it's going to happen, but you said greatest sports
no,
fear.
No, hold on. Let me lead you to another place now.
No.
How many whispers have we heard about the Mavericks in Las Vegas?
And
like,
we're
not giving any credence to that.
No.
It's just more of a theory than anything else. But that is a real one that has haunted some Mavs fans since the purchase there.
And look, that's 469. My biggest fear is the Mavs reloading. From the 3-2-1, White Wedding is my favorite David Bowie song. Shut up! Mm-hmm. Shut up! All right, but then another one that I thought of, if you're looking for something that like has to be of this exact moment, my biggest sports fear is that Cooper Flagg won't be the next big thing. Because I would be afraid of it because I love the Mavericks. And if it ain't him, you're already seeing. Anthony Davis looks like he's going to be out for tomorrow, and I know it's just one game, but it's part of a continuing pattern. Derek Lively has already had to miss some time, and we're five games in. Daniel Gafford has missed the beginning of the season. So this three-headed monster is going to be a no-headed monster really, really quickly. And so if Cooper Flagg's not the next big thing, first of all, I don't think my team's going to be any good. And then second of all, I'm going to be sad because I will admit I do love Cooper Flagg and Duke basketball.
How quickly do you think he can take over? That's what I'm trying to figure out is, while Anthony Davis is out, while Derek Lively's out, can he be the guy that's like, all right, follow me, and also be the production guy too consistently? Because the NBA is tough to be that place.
I think he can. Like, if you look at last year's Duke team, I know with Knepel and Malawach, they had two other like really highly touted and highly drafted freshmen, but they did have a few veterans on that team, and he instantly came in and was like, this is my team and this is what we're going to do, in a nice, orderly way, not in like a jerk way or anything like that. So I think the one good thing that could come from this Anthony Davis thing is I wonder if they're like, all right, Cooper, go, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, no, it definitely could. I mean, he is getting growth by throwing to the fire immediately.
Absolutely.
The thing is, though, Jason Kidd and company believe he can handle it. And I think that does spur, obviously, from the fact they watched him play against Team USA in practice.
Yes.
Like, they all kind of know this.
LeBron and everybody's like, who the hell is this kid?
Yeah, and he went into the gym like, no, I belong here. And that's a big deal. From the 214, my biggest fear is that KNC moves to Houston. I don't have any plans for that.
We had that opportunity in the past, and we didn't take it.
I love DFW.
Sorry, that's breaking
news. I've had two opportunities for that, and I did not take it. The only place I do see us going is the North Carolina or South Carolina area.
Right.
We
can't go to Phoenix.
That's a future plan later down the road after retirement or in retirement.
Gambo
like
is unstoppable in Phoenix. So.
And it's too expensive on the West Coast.
From the 214, biggest fear, the Saints will never get a good quarterback again. And, like, I get it. Those are very of-the-moment fears.
That is a very tough one right there, for sure. I guess, this Cowboys team related, my biggest fear is that they cannot fix this defense and that they have to go with another defensive coordinator to be able to do that. And that's another time that we're like, okay, that's like, Kevin, that's very similar to telling the lawyers just to bleed it out. You're just saying, well, we'll do it next year.
Yeah.
And as a Cowboys fan, your only hope is maybe they find the right one, and they haven't so far. Or, I mean, Mike Zimmer, he had things rolling later in the season last year. But, again, the talent felt like it was lacking even for his defense at that point.
Yeah, no, you're right. From the 8-5-8, their biggest fear is that Stephen Jones will do the same thing Jerry Jones is doing. And the Cowboys will continue to be mediocre for the rest of this person's life. I don't think that things are going to change radically, because I think what you're seeing with the Cowboys right now is, dare I say, mostly Steven influenced. I told you before, I don't think I think Jerry described it perfectly earlier. Regardless of who's doing the moving and shaking and the day-to-day X's and O's and everything like that, you need somebody to sign off. I think Jerry's there to sign off. If you're looking at like the day-to-day operations, I think the people that are running it right now are going to be here for a really long time.
So he laid out basically the Tech Schramm had multiple phones very much with Ford, right?
Right.
Like I can call any of these guys. They're experts in their field. That's what I'm doing. I'm out there, doing all these things, but at the same time, if I need to pick up a phone, I see what you're saying in that the people that are running it behind the scenes, maybe you're questioning them just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that is the future of this team in general. And there is part of me that like gets caught up in, does sometimes the way that they recommend things, the way that they do things, knowing Jerry, they have to kind of work and massage that a little bit rather than doing what they really want. Or are they doing what they really want? And sometimes Jerry gets in the way of the plan. I don't know exactly how that all falls together. And Steven would never tell us
Steven that
he would never tell us anything different. He would just probably tell us, hey guys, this is how the model that it is, and this is how we do things.
From the 682, my biggest fear at the moment is Myles Garrett to the Eagles. I mean,
absolutely, man.
First of all, that would be a feat of engineering in the NFL because of all the dead money that Cleveland would have to sift through to make that happen. I can't imagine what that compensation would have to look like. So I'm not worried about that, but if it did happen, then, well, crap. From the 214, and this is a fear that I have. Biggest fear, Jerry squanders those draft picks. So I guess this is the conversation that I've had with numerous people on Twitter the past couple of days who don't agree with my strategy, much like if you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Heard our interview earlier. Jerry does not agree with my strategy.
Kevin wants to go to the grocery store with as much money as possible.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, well, here's your budget. And he's like, but I can get more budget.
Yes, exactly. And they're like, well, you can't eat tonight. Well, that's fine. I would rather fast tonight and then have the potential to feast in the future than have mediocre meal after mediocre meal. And I think you've shown that the Cowboys, with the way they do business right now, cannot win a championship. So why not try something different? And I thought trading Micah was the start of trying something different. But it seems like they've kind of hedged their bets in terms of if you think they try to get Hendrickson or Max Crosby, or they're going to make a move before Tuesday.
You don't think this team can.
Correct.
Do you think they believe that this team can?
I think deep down they don't. But
they're like, we have to finish the season and we have to provide hope otherwise. Is that the only thing
keeping
that thing rolling?
I'm gonna change my opinion because that doesn't really fall with big picture what I actually think. I kind of think they do, and I think that's more dangerous than the other way around. Like, I would much rather them just be salesmen but know exactly where the team stands. It's way scarier for them to look at this team and be like, we could win the Super Bowl.
All we need is for those guys to play the best they've ever played every single game they go out, kind of like when Chris Young kept believing. You know, what else was Chris Young supposed to say?
Yeah.
I don't believe in these guys, and it's time to dump all of them. Or was he supposed to say, no, when they do, I'm going to look really good? Well, they never did.
Yeah.
And so that's a tough thing.
From the 817, my biggest fear is that all sports reffing and umpiring becomes automated. Man, if you saw all out there, like, would that be just a whole bunch of sensors and everything set up around the court?
Kind of like tennis.
Yeah, or would you have that weird cleaning robot, like, at the racetrack?
At racetrack.
Or the, I'm cleaning the floor. Thank you. Like, with it. Weird fast robot just
Dude,
moving up and down the
and
court.
And no ball or bat boys. It's like that, you know, you ever go to a revolving sushi and they have
the
little robot that brings you your beer and he just brings balls out to the umpire and picks up the bats on his way back.
Yeah, that would be super weird.
Yeah, and somebody, and I understand this, that my kids will never see the success the Cowboys had like I did. That experience, Kevin, yeah. That's why we are as invested as we are.
Yeah.
Because of the experience that we had and hoping that that experience, we can relive that. And there are a bunch of kids out there that won't, that aren't seeing it. There's the, what they've seen is the Rangers and Mavericks do it.
Okay. So just real quick, go back to the Rangers 2023 World Series. Because my oldest son is just like your kiddos. Like, they're born and raised here in the Metroplex, diehard sports fans for these teams. We got a chance to watch Game 1 of the World Series together. And it was obviously one of the best games in the history of Metroplex sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was at college. That was his freshman year. We were watching the game on the phone together for parts of it, and then as soon as they win, he calls me and he's like, I can't believe it, we did it. And like, that's a moment I'm sure we all want to share with our kiddos and significant others or friends or loved ones.
Carter is just
whatever.
Now getting into football, man.
Yeah,
he's just now like, I want to sit down and watch games with you, and experiencing that moment would be awesome.
I would love it if he could skip the line and not have to suffer sports at all,
for real,
and just get the title straight away. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to move into the lunch rush in the expressway. We've got NFL overreaction or reality, plus combo platter. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is your favorite or least favorite Halloween candy? We'll do that next, live from Uncle Julio's off of Dallas Parkway on 105.3 The Fan.
Second down, officially one. Prescott under center again. Fakes it to Williams. Back to throw. They pick up a blitz. He's hit as he throws it out. Cut! Pickens at the 10. Lamb. Tremendous catch at the 10, and he got down inside the 5. There was a flag in the pocket.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We are live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas, 16150 Dallas Parkway. If you want to come out and join us for delicious food, we got some giveaways still happening. And, of course, the KNC Masterpiece. And right now, we're going to start with a little NFL overreaction or reality.
Reality.
Okay, see, I like it. That's what we need. NFL overreaction or reality. The Cowboys will not beat a team above 500 this season.
I think it's a reality. Now, there are a couple of scenarios that I can see this, Kevin. You know me. Everything's gray for me. But I can see a scenario where you get to the end of a season, a team's already in, and they kind of, we're good.
You know?
I could also see a game where they play inspired. Hell, that game against the Eagles to start the season, we did not expect. So that's like this.
True.
This team, though, until they can fix their secondary and their defensive front and their linebacking group, which is a lot to fix, and Schottenheimer's like, look, I got to go help them again. Until you can do that. And I do think that is much like the principal coming in and sitting down in the class. Even Schottenheimer said it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, nobody likes that.
Yeah.
But if I have to do it, it's something I have to do. So I think that can happen again, and he's a good enough – I think he's a pretty good coach. I'm hoping more for him. But that's where we are right now.
The Cowboys are 3-0 thus far against teams under 500 and 0-4-1 against teams that are 500 or better. You still got shots with Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, Chargers. Overreaction or reality, Jacob? The Cowboys will not beat a team above 500 this season.
I think that's the overreaction. I think they can run into one with how good this offense is. And actually, I'll give you a prediction on who I think they're going to beat. I think they're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home. That's going to be their one win against a team above 500.
Oh, nice. I like it. NFL overreaction or reality. The Cowboys' next opponent, the Arizona Cardinals, is better than their record suggests. They have the best point differential for a 2-5 team since 2016. They're at a minus one. The Cowboys are a minus four. So I say they're better than they appear.
Okay, two things on this, because I think that's a reality. Do you think the Cowboys have earned the respect from us to feel like they should beat Arizona? That's okay, good. I'm glad I stumped you with this.
That sigh, I guess, probably answers.
It's a no. Like, I don't know if they have or not. They haven't earned anything from me on this yet. But the record of Arizona tells me that the Cowboys should be able to. I agree with you on this, man. Some of the teams they played have been good teams, and they played them close, and it's been just this that was keeping them away from winning. Which I also, that's why one of the things, Kevin, I say about their defense keeping them in games is that their defense didn't give up the 45 points, the 48 points
right.
multiple times. It's kept it low enough for an offense to score enough. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to. But they play tough games. They play close games. And I think this Monday night game is going to be more than people expect.
Jacob, you've already gone bold with beating the Chiefs. Overreaction or reality, the Cardinals are better than their record suggests.
I'm going to go reality just based off what I saw when they played the Packers. I think he got a team that plays hard. I think Jonathan Gannon, to a point, has this team fired up. And I think
you need to hit one of them to let them know.
Exactly. And, I mean, what they did to the Green Bay defense with Jacoby Brissett, now that you add the running factor with Kyler Murray and his ability, you got guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. who are just waiting to break out and Trey McBride on the outside. I think they're a much more talented team than their record suggests.
Overreaction or reality, Cooper Beebe dressed up as Nacho Libre is your favorite thing today.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. That, man, that means he's playing, right?
Yes.
I don't think you're D-ing around like that if you're like, well, I'm not going to be able to play.
Dak and teammate, is that Ferguson? I think it is Ferguson, are dressed up as a walrus and Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, so there you go. I guess Cowboys are having some fun on Halloween.
All right, I guess a bonus then. Overreaction.
They should have been thinking about winning instead, though, right?
Okay.
What?
I mean, not the
offense. Do you see me dressed up for Halloween?
Not the offensive players. They can dress up if they want. The defensive players, I don't want to see.
They got work to do.
All right, I guess bonus then, overreaction or reality. We have let the people down here by not dressing up, because I know we've already talked with one person this morning.
She is very disappointed. Yeah.
She took her costume off because she was disappointed with us.
Mm-hmm. She had clothes on under though, so okay, I just want everybody out there to know.
Okay, that, like, that's not.
Just, so anyway,
what I meant.
This morning I got up and Lucy was already in her costume, in her costume. And we said, hey, the school said you can't wear costumes. And she was like, so she got a Halloween-y shirt, you know, something like that. For me, she looked at me, though, and she was like, aren't you going to work? And I said, yeah. And she goes, why aren't you dressed up like the Scarecrow? Mommy's going to be Dorothy. I'm going to be Galinda, and you're supposed to be the Scarecrow. I do not even have a costume right now.
Oh, no.
So I feel like I'm going to let her down even more tonight when I'm not dressed up, and I don't plan on being dressed up
because
I'm an adult. But, you know, that's part of growing up for her, is learning that things don't go your way.
Learning that adults disappoint you? Man, what did you get? I got 4 baby Ruths and an unfortunate lesson. You're like, God, this is the worst Halloween ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, overreaction or reality, Trey Hendrickson getting traded to Detroit would make the Lions the unquestioned Super Bowl favorite.
Man, that would be an effective defensive front right there for sure. And, you know, obviously last year injuries were a big problem for them. And if something, God forbid, was to happen to Hutchinson again, that puts them in a good situation of having somebody that can get there. But his injury still, I'm kind of curious about what's going on there. That hit in the back was pretty nasty. Although it was still legal, I'm told.
But
I'm just kind of curious on his health at this point.
Jacob, overreaction or reality, a trade of Trey Hendrickson to Detroit would make the Lions the unquestioned Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, I got to go reality. And as a Chicago Bears fan, I remember how my stomach dropped when I saw the Micah news to the Packers. And I think this one would be even more consequential to the Chicago Bears and in the NFC North. So I'm terrified of that. The fact that I'm even thinking about it right now makes me sick. So I hope it doesn't happen. But yes, they would become a very good team. And I think they would be the leaders to win the Super Bowl.
Now let's pivot back to the Cowboys here. Overreaction or reality? You still have a lot of confidence in the Cowboys running game. So against the Broncos, Cowboys averaged 3.5 yards per carry. It was their second worst of the year to the Carolina game when they averaged 1.6 yards per carry. That's two of the last three games that the running game for the Cowboys has been Dudsville. So overreaction or reality, you still have a lot of confidence in the Cowboys' run game.
I do still have a lot of confidence in their run game because I know that they're going to get the attempts. Like, that is something that it looks – I mean, look at the balance, man. About 28 carries – all the time. And
for the team?
Yeah, for the team. The 19 was the game against Carolina where they obviously were chasing a lot there. But It seems like Schottenheimer continually says, we're going to run it about 28 times. Now, the confidence, though, in blue, I don't have yet.
Sure.
Javonte has proven that he can. I think this offensive line is more than capable of. But you're going to have games like this. The game against Denver, you know, Dak throws 35 times. The offense just looked atrocious the whole game, and they were able to get just enough. Javonte Williams scores two touchdowns, though. So was that a good day or a bad day for him?
Right, I get
you. And so, like, the yards you want, the touchdowns, we got to be able to get into the end zone. Should have been three, quite honestly, if it hadn't been for a penalty and a give-up of kicking a field goal. But I do have faith that this running game will continue to be a big part of what they do.
Oh, man. From the 817, as bad as that unfortunate lesson was, the four baby Ruths were worse. You'll get your chance in just a second. I'm right there with you. With that.
Yeah.
Jacob, overreaction reality, you still have a lot of confidence in the Cowboys running game.
Yeah, I'm going to go to reality as well. I think you're getting a lot of guys back, and getting Cooper Beebe back, I think it's going to be a big deal for this offensive line. I think they're going to sync up together every game, and I think the added aspect of Jaden Blue is he's going to become a bigger and bigger factor every game, and if you add his speed on the outside, it's just going to open up running lanes for guys like Javonte Williams on the inside. So not only do I have confidence in it, I think it's going to get better each week.
Ooh.
You made a couple of mms while he was talking. I don't have faith in this offense, in this run game.
I am starting to have concerns because it's two of the last three things. And, for example, like what Jacob just threw out there, I agree with that in theory, but, man, have we seen Jaden Blue struggle mightily to get any semblance of space. And so if you have a player that's great in space that can't get to space for whatever reason, that is hugely problematic, and I am worried. I'm glad that Cooper Beebe's coming back.
Dang.
But I am worried that you might see some more struggle.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I have concerns about the team that's 3-4-1 and hasn't won back-to-back games all year. All right, I got one more for you. Overreaction or reality? You know how I tell you some of these are just questions? This one is a Kevin-infused opinion question. Overreaction or reality, Todd Bowles should be getting more Coach of the Year love. The Bucs are 6-2. They're atop the NFC South. I think everyone was like, maybe now's the time that the Falcons are going to take it over and blibbity blabbity. And I know the Falcons look terrible. But I'm kind of surprised. Todd Bowles is like, I don't know, 12th or something for Coach of the Year voting. And I just think that's not cool.
Okay, so who would you say is Dan Campbell's in front of him?
Yep.
We got Shane Steichen, obviously.
Steichen is
probably the most deserved right now. Vrabel's doing a damn fine job.
I think he's pretty high up on the list as well.
I'm trying to think. I'm just kind of looking around at the odds here. You know, I'm with you. What they're doing now.
I'm not saying he has to be the favorite.
I feel like, just more love for it. I feel like because of the division, people are a little like, they're skeptical of it. But at the same time, and some of the opponents they've beaten haven't been great opponents. I wonder how much that has, because Jerry doesn't care about that, obviously. But, you know, we do dive into that just a little bit. I think there are some other people. But I think you're right, man. If the job he's doing, taking over that team and having them be where they are, I think he deserves some more love.
Jacob, what say you? Overreaction or reality? Todd Bowles should be getting more Coach of the Year love.
I'm going to go overreaction here just for the sake of being different.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I don't know. I think the leading cog in that wheel there is Baker Mayfield. I think he's the one who gets this team going. And let's be honest, Todd Bowles is calling the defense, and they've kind of just been average. They're ranked 16th this season in points per opponent's points per game. So I don't know. I would still have other guys ahead of him. I think he's placed right where he should be.
Bunch of haters on this
good
show.
Good take by Jacob, though. Good take.
The Detroit Lions already have as many losses as they did last year. How's Dan Campbell coach of the year?
Because they had a really good year last year.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody loves Dan Campbell.
If you had a good year the year before, that almost disqualifies you from
winning
coach of the year.
Did you win the year before?
It's a regular season award.
Did you win the year before? Did you win the coach of the year?
Times.
Did you win coach of the year?
Ooh, wasn't he like third?
Isn't this like the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson thing where you're like, oh, you know what? He had a good season again. Let's give it to him.
Okay, that is going to be so stupid. If they go 13-4 and he wins, I'm going to be like, what? They got worse than last year. All right, well, you guys are haters. I have that down on the record. All right, now we're going to move to our combo platter for today. It is, in fact, Halloween. Don't know if you'd heard that, much like the Kyler Murray stat. So give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite or least favorite Halloween candy? 877-881-1053.
The sports opinion is that Anthony Davis will not play another back-to-back this entire season. And we probably should have been prepared for him not to play any back-to-backs at all. But because of the start without Lively and Gafford, this team had to. You know, they were just like, well, hey, we need somebody big out there. That's a frustrating thing about your bigs right now is that they are all injured and all injury-prone at this point.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many more back-to-backs.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. Yeah, but he's not going to. And I think I'm not saying that he's like, oh, my ankle hurts, oh, my Achilles hurts, because he doesn't want to play back-to-backs. But, Kevin, most of the stars in the NBA do not want to play back-to-back games. And so I think that he won't for the rest of the year, and this is because they're going to do everything they can to keep him limited. Now, the question about that is, well, how much does that screw with the continuity of the team, the rhythm of the team? Michael Jordan talking about that. I wanted to be out there because of the rhythm. How many they got? 14?
They have 12 more.
Yeah, 14 total, I believe, this year. So,
do you think this is what Gloria Stefan was talking about when she said the rhythm is going to get you?
some people in here don't know who Gloria Estefan is, I think. But I'm
Miami
with
I think
you got a really good point there, Kevin.
I hate all of
you. I think you got a really good – no, I like what you said. I just was – I looked over at her, and she looked at me like I have no clue who Gloria Estefan is.
That's fine.
So
that's fine.
Candy, favorite candy for
– or least favorite.
Well, I'm going to go with both.
Oh.
Favorite candy for Halloween, because I don't eat them throughout the year. I only eat them at Halloween, and that is the Almond Joy. That is the one that I will I love coconut. You could shut up. I love coconut.
So come on down to Uncle Julio's where you may or may not get harassed when you're here.
I love the coconut, and I like the chocolate that goes along with it, and I only eat them at Halloween time because I dive into the kids' buckets and I steal them before they even get a chance. And then they go, "Where did my Almond Joys go?" I blame it on one of the other kids in the house.
Have your kids ever participated in the candy stock exchange?
Yes.
It is amazing.
They actually do that together. When they get home, dump everything out, and they start exchanging with each other because one likes sweet tarts, the other one likes chocolates, so they go through it all together. And so now they're at the point when they were kids, I had to steal. All right, Kevin, without them knowing and then blaming it on others. Now they all just give me the Almond Joys and Milky Ways.
All right.
But the Bitto Honey is the one that I'm like, what are we even doing
here? Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I have an idea for Halloween. I think not only should you be able to trick or treat, I think you should have a place to negotiate with the person who's answering the door. So let's say you don't like the Bitto Honey, and for some reason your neighborhood's weird, and you already have like
four of them. A whole lot of people.
And you go up to the door, and you're like, trick or treat. But then you also say, I have four Bitto Honey. Do you have any interest? And then maybe you give them the Bitto Honey. They kick a couple more pieces of candy that you like along the way. Would it slow the process down? A little bit. But depending on where you live, you might not need to rapid fire candy with these kids.
You know, Kevin, I think this is great. I think you're creating more solutions, more social contracts of things that we didn't have in the past.
Fact!
Like, this is something that we wouldn't have thought of before because people were just like, I'm just happy you have candy because back in the day they didn't have all the things.
It is
think
a very
about what my grandparents told us.
It's a very specific world we live
but
in.
But now here we're in an area where we can exchange. We can do those kind of, I love this, but you're going to have to get on a national platform and tell people about this plan.
Okay.
I think you should go to the White House and say, let me have the stage for just a little
bit.
The
part that's destroyed?
And then, don't worry about that.
People, relax. It was a joke.
Take that stage over, and then while you're there, tell them you're only going to pitch this Halloween candy idea out. Then the Hagelin Plan for America comes right after that.
So kind of like, was it Herman Cain, Rent's Too Damn High Party? Could I be the candy exchange party?
Yes.
I feel like I'd pick up some votes along the way. From the 903, my girlfriend's favorite candy is Bitto Honey. Might be my biggest turnoff
about her. Because you have to question her taste.
Wow.
You have to question her taste at that point.
Holy moly. From the 903, sports opinion. Mavs, oh God, Mavs and Stars will miss the playoffs. Hey, it's not Ottinger's fault that somebody kicked the puck in his net. It was Miro who kicked the puck in his net last night. And then the worst candy is the candy corn falls from the 469 sports point. Jason Kidd will be fired after the All-Star break, and popcorn balls suck.
He just signed an extension. I don't think he's getting fired anytime soon.
Do you know what the odds are of him being the next coach to get fired are only like 12 to 1?
Are you serious?
I would have thought they would have been like 80 to 1 or something.
Real quick, I'm sorry to every Stars fan out there. I saw one puck drop last night. I saw one.
Well,
and then the game was over.
Guess what? Here's the part that you didn't really need to see.
I'm so sad. I turned that game on, and all of a sudden, they're back and forth with three players on the ice, and then we get scored on.
Okay, so I would say it's your fault. However, with about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the first period, till 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the second period, the Stars had two or three shots in that entire run. Now, was I really pleased? when on the power play they were able to hold to no shots given up? Yes. Was I frustrated that the only regulation goal that Ottinger gave up was when Miro knocked it into his own net and the incompetent official tried to say it was a no goal, even though even I saw it went over the thing, over the line, and they had to review it? Yes to all of that, but at least you got a point.
Kevin, it has happened. The NFL has fined the Baltimore Ravens $100,000 for violating the league's injury report policy by incorrectly listing quarterback Lamar Jackson's practice participation status on Friday, October 24th, the league has confirmed.
You think Harbaugh is going to make those poor poor people on the other side have to pay the $100,000?
You have to pay this.
From the 858. Cowboys will end up with another tie. That would be awesome. And favorite Halloween candy, as many of the fun-sized candy bags I can stuff into my pillowcase. Do you like the person who has the pre-made bag? Which usually there's a good at least piece or two of candy in the pre-made bag. Sure, you get some junk in there, but it's pretty good.
You know, I think that's more for them than it is for me. They want to make it look cute. I just want the candy. I could care less about that bag.
Okay.
All right? I mean, you could honestly, you could unwrap the candy for me and just throw it in my mouth and I'd be happy. But I don't need that bag with the pencil and the eraser and a couple pretzels.
How do you feel about people, whether it's the popcorn ball, raisins, a toothbrush or toothpaste? How do you feel about those people who are like, here's a healthy alternative?
Well, I mean, listen, the kids out there aren't brushing their teeth. So they're not thinking about it while they're eating candy. Yeah. So it's good that they have that there, because then maybe they do think about it a little bit, Kevin. But you're right. I came for the candy, not for the health.
From the 404, Jerry Jones will go all in and fix the defense, and then they put LOL, which leads me to believe that that is not going to happen.
They don't think it's actually going to happen, huh?
And then they said, candy corn, just why? Jacob, this is your chance at redemption. How do you feel about candy corn?
That was actually going to be my pick for the worst Halloween candy. So
thank you.
I just want to go on record saying the take about the popcorn ball is awful. That's awful. I grew up on that. Popcorn balls are elite.
You are.
What's your problem with him? He is correct.
The worst.
Popcorn balls are actually pretty good too.
You love popcorn balls, hate Todd Bowles as a coach, and think that candy corn is no good.
Hate's a strong word.
One of those opinions is held by a lot of people about candy corn. All right, what is your sports opinion to go along with your candy opinion? I know we heard your candy opinion. What's your sports opinion?
So I've been reeling on who to root for in this World Series because, like, you know, do I want the Dodgers to win? They spent all this money. Do I want a Canadian team to win in America's pastime? Not really. But my opinion is that if the Dodgers lose this World Series, the amount of money they will spend trying to get another ring will ruin baseball even more. I mean, we're talking everybody's on limits, you know? I mean, Kyle Tucker, I mean, they might go after this Murakami kid from Japan who's supposed to be the Japanese Babe Ruth or Barry Bonds, but I'm scared if the Dodgers lose this World Series.
Oh, man. Maybe they'll take Corey Seager back. We can figure that out. From the 817, just kidding. The Dallas Stars are far and away the best franchise in Dallas. Their favorite candy is the Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. And I was ready to love this person. And then they said the worst candy is the Swedish Fish. That is an outrageous opinion. Swedish Fish is tremendous.
Swedish Fish is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm not actively seeking it out. But if it's there and if it's in, it's, here's how it is. The chocolates are the premiums. Much like I told Lucy a couple years ago, when you go up to that door and they ask what you'd like, you say premium chocolate. All right? That's what we work for.
What if you get one of those bars that they sell for a dollar?
I'm okay with that, too. I love those. Those are amazing.
Okay.
Although they have skimped on the size of those. They've gotten smaller.
Shrinkflation?
Yeah, they got smaller. Not lengthwise, but girthwise.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And but that was what we always... that was what I was always telling her. So what happens is after you get done with the premium chocolate, then you go down through the Sour Patch Kids and the Twizzlers, and you get down to the Swedish Fish. That's down at the bottom of the bucket.
Okay, bonus.
And I'm okay with it.
Bonus question, what is the most premium non-chocolate candy? Is it Skittles?
Oh, Skittles are fantastic.
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces.
That's chocolate.
Reese's Pieces are not chocolate.
Yes, they are.
That's peanut butter inside
it's
of a candy
chocolate.
Shell. Inside of a candy.
I know, but where's it's a chocolate candy
that
shell.
That is not chocolate candy.
What is it made of?
It is sugar candy shell. There is no chocolate on a Reese's Pieces.
There is no chocolate in a Reese's Pieces?
Let's go look it up.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to have to shut up if I'm wrong about this. My sports opinion.
No, Reese's Pieces do not have chocolate, despite being popular extension
what?
Of the chocolate-covered Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Did everybody know
AI.
This? Yes. Well, I'm not going to go against Super Monster because he is my eating hero. So, well, I guess I'm going to shut up, except to tell you my sports opinion. I still believe in the KNC Michael Colodi bump, and I think that FC Dallas is going to win tomorrow, and they're going to even up the series. We're going to have Michael back on next Wednesday and set up for a big-time upset in Game 3 against Vancouver.
Kevin, I wouldn't love nothing more than to make sure we get to interview Michael Colodi next week. That would be the coolest thing for us.
And then I know I said I was going to shut up. My favorite Halloween candies are the Reese's pumpkins by far, but I also love the 100 grand. And then the worst
100 grand is great.
Yes. And it feels like very underrated. Like,
yes, it
like people don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then the worst.
It's so expensive.
Yes. Not, no. The worst Halloween candies are A, the circus peanuts. Who are those for? And also
the elephants. I guess.
But I think that's not good for them, probably. And then also the nondescript black and orange candy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It looks like a piece of gum with the shape of it, but it's just you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But then again, until like 2 minutes ago, I didn't know that Reese's Pieces had no chocolate in them.
Somebody did text in moments ago, Kevin, and I totally forgot. I will take Bitto Honey over this every day. Black licorice.
It's the worst.
I cannot stand the smell,
the
flavor,
worst.
Everything about it makes my mouth just die. Like, my mouth says, I don't even want to be, my jaw falls off, and everything goes to hell.
From the 214, Micah Parsons will win Defensive Player of the Year either this season or next season. And the best Halloween candy is Three Musketeers, and the worst is the Tootsie Roll. Now, my follow-up question about that is it any Tootsie Roll or is it the little tiny ones? Because I think the ones that are sort of square-shaped, those are really good. And then the really thin ones that are, I don't know, like an inch and a half long, I think those are delicious as well.
Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
All
I
know is whatever it is, I think I see.
Becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
There we go. There it is. The peanut butter kisses or Halloween kisses are the orange and black candy.
It's gross.
And nobody's ever known their names. I think the internet made that up.
From the 817, have you heard of the new candy by the NFL player Circus Penix? No. No to you, although that is pretty clever. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and special guest Kyle
Yeomans.
Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.